right. I think that's it for mine.
Item 11C, Office of Emergency Services, the declaration of emergency.
Good morning, Board Supervisor. Brian Shami, Director of Emergency Services for here in Siskiyou. So as per the last meeting, there was a request to change some of the verbiage on the current resolution and adopt a new resolution for drought. And we had updated the terms and times to reflect current versus past. We have updated that. I believe it's in front of you. If not, we have it on board. And that is basically where we're at today. A few updates. We are at a lower than average precipitation for January. And there is nothing expected in the National Weather Service forecast until maybe early February, but more than likely they're looking at La Nina taking hold back in March and April. But even then, we don't know what that looks like as far as precipitation. The snowpack is still at about 80 to 100% in some regions of Siskiyou County. However, with the colder temperatures, ground recharge has been a little bit more challenging, being that it's ice. We have seen a increase, or a decrease, I should say, in the percentages of drought, but it's only very, very minimal, about 2 to 3% on each. So looking forward, that is certainly a concern moving forward for folks in the Duke Valley and Scott Valley. We also have had a few folks in the Duke Valley who have called about dry wells that we have recently were able to get them some water and some tanks through the Tule Lake Irrigation District. So with that being said, pushing forward an additional drought resolution with the updated time and ability to push that and move that forward is at your request.
Ms. Wendy?
Can I just have a question for the resolution directing staff to bring it back every 60 days? That would be the clerk, as we've been doing in the past, correct? Thank you.
I'm reading the room, but I'm not reading the Zoom deal, so I'm going to go ahead and call on Supervisor Haupt first if you did have anything to comment. And I apologize if I skipped over you on any previous stuff.
Yeah, thanks. I actually looked at the long-term forecast yesterday and looked at the La Nina and El Nino predictions. It looks like we're going to return to a considerable amount of precipitation in about the end of February, beginning of March through May. I haven't seen the snowpack report yet, but I, from observation, that some of the snow courses, the marbles are considerably above normal. We'll see if that holds. 60 days is too long for me to support going forward with this. Too much changes in 60 days, and so I'm not supportive of that at this time.
All right, thank you, Supervisor Howe. Any questions from any other colleagues?
Supervisor Chair, would just bringing it back at each board meeting, would that help, Supervisor Howe?
Yeah, but you know, the dance we're doing with the state on this is very problematic for my irrigators. And I'm just really having a difficult time with knowing, being able to keep something in place when we can't predict the weather. We can never predict the weather. It just seems that you know, we put it in place pretty quickly. It seems like we could put it back in place if it's warranted. And I guess that's kind of where I'm at this point.
Sure. I think that, you know, boy, I was pretty excited with all the amount of snow I got here in North Shasta, whatever, but it's pretty much gone in my front lawn. And, you know, well, the mountain and the upper elevation's got snow, and I'm grateful for that. It's been pretty dry, and I was just down coming back from the Sacramento Airport, and Lake Shasta is still very low. You know, I personally don't have a problem with the 60-day going forward. I think beyond that, maybe we look at it from every 30 days. I think we just sort of, you know, I know I can't predict the weather. I know, looking out this next week, 10 days, it's dry. It's cold and dry, and cold, thankfully, because so the snow we do have doesn't melt off. Dry, but there's no precipitation, and I did notice that we're still in extreme drought in the Tubby Lake Basin area. Did I see a map on that?
Absolutely, sir. So yeah. It dropped from 17% to 16.9%.
Yeah, and so I think moving forward, I'm still very leery about where we are, moving forward. So I'm comfortable with the 60-day extension and then revisit it. I think we need to revisit it. I think 2 weeks, 2 months, or
so. I have no problems with a 60-day, and I have no problems with a 30-day.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
I'm
okay.
I can bring you these updates every day if you would like.
I'm okay with either 30 or 60-day, but I think it's just practical to continue to drop declaration.
I think so. Supervisor Ogden.
I think I might be more comfortable with 30 days, just to keep our finger on this a little bit more closely. Again, we can't predict the weather real well. any better than a weatherman, apparently. So I think I'd be more comfortable with 30 days. I hate to see it go away. But I think 30 days would make me feel a little more comfortable.
My one concern with that going away would be that the Department of Water Resources, that are drinking water, does require a standing resolution for the folks that are in drought relief and that do need drought relief, and that would be my only concern moving forward, which is why we're considering the revision and considering to working with the board as needed to ensure that ultimately those folks are getting the help that they need.
I just want to note, if the board is so inclined to amend this to make it 30 days, it's at the very end of the resolution where it actually be changed.
Yeah, that was going to be my question. Thank you.
I'm comfortable with 30 days. I think, it comes back, we'll go through warrants discussion.
I think so. So I wouldn't mind not every day. We have a lot going on. But every board meeting, if we want to have this as a standing deal, during this time, once every month, is fine with me. Once every month to have it come before the board, because it is an important subject.
The 30 days typically puts it at least one meeting a month.
And we're doing fine. You don't see any red flags, Ms. Wendy, with scheduling that we'll be following in
Not until we get to June with the change in some of those meeting
dates.
That's
just something we'll have to be aware of. Mm-hmm.
But if we do change it to 30 days, will you be able to get a new resolution to us so we can get it signed today?
Absolutely.
That'd be awesome. Thank you.
Supervisor Thompson?
So, I 30 days is a lot better than 60. I'd still like to see it come at every board meeting because we don't know what's going to come. Remember years ago when they said it would take years to fill up Shasta Lake, and it filled it up one spring. I'm concerned that we're getting close to the April date when turn on comes, and how much of this messaging affects the State Water Board and their actions on Siskiyou County in particular with regard to water rights and curtailment.
So for me personally, our office doesn't deal with that much. Our goal is to protect.
Understood, but how much of, when we do this, is this used against us in a fashion as well? We talked about this the last week.
We did, absolutely. And the state, as far as me reaching out to the water board, they said that does not have a part of that. However, this is the emergency side of it.
Right.
And that's the part of my job that I don't have to see political lines. I can see the emergency need and the need of that.
Understood. But would not the emergency also be to allow for winter water rights to be flowing at this point to help with the recharge? And do we really address that in this, or do we just kind of mention we need it, but we're not talking about, the curtailment?
Absolutely. We can look at that again, and I can sit down with our environmental side of to ensure that is in there, if that pleases the board, we can certainly do that. Again, ultimately, I'm looking at it from the emergency
side. Understood. It's just a double-edged sword that we're playing
absolutely.
With here.
And absolutely.
I appreciate what you're doing. I'm just trying to keep it in balance so that it doesn't bite us somewhere down the road.
Okay. I agree. Looking at this, too, I think I'm seeing the numbers all right. The 18th is today, and 21 days will be the 8th, which would be our next, our next one's the 1st.
We're meeting on the 1st, yep.
So we would be fine. This would come back to us on the 15th, if it was 30 days, or would it come back to us on February 1st?
The 15th, if we went with 30.
And that would still be within 30 days?
Correct.
Okay. So if the board's comfortable with that, it would come back the 15th, and then it would come back again on March 15th?
With the 15th as well, correct.
Come back again on March 15th, which would be before the April deadline that pops up, and I'll call on Supervisor Halp again if they're comfortable with that. We would still be ahead of the start time for April 1st. Supervisor Halp,
go ahead.
Supervisor Halp, did you have any comments, sir?
Yeah, my overarching concern is this, and that the Water Board and the drought designation doesn't respect how the Scott River functions. Apparently, we are well above established minimum thresholds in the river for flow, yet the curtailments are still in place. If the stock water curtailments are not lifted, and I'm talking lifted very soon, this aquifer may not recharge this year, and then we are really going to have an issue in the summer. And that's my overriding concern, keeping this in place. And it's more a matter of water management and science than it is from a perspective of the politics at this point. And I'm still not for it.
My colleagues, if there are any other questions or comments. It sounds like another agenda topic too, as well as to, I know the board reaches out to the Water Board and those sorts of things to educate on the actual, because I know this is the water issues. I'm thinking about Teal Lake, the dry wells, getting assistance for those areas. Municipalities that have to lower their bowls and those sorts of things. We want to keep that source of revenue or assistance available to those community members out there. Sounds like we may have to agendize something else to educate, but conversation with the Water Board. I can't look at you, Supervisor Halp, but I'm trying to read your body language. But if we want to schedule
Don't worry about it. I appreciate what you're trying to do. I appreciate what OES is trying to do. But I have to call it as I see it for my district, which is, I know is actually different. From the precipitation amounts that were given throughout the rest of the county. So that's kind of where that's at for me at this point.
All right. And yeah, looking at our districts, we have to take that into consideration. And I know there's a lot of snow down in McLeod, but I know McLeod even had some curtailments in the service district this last year. And so, wishes of my colleagues on this.
Just through the chair, can't we just add a sentence that, and I know we talked about this at the last meeting, it just indicates that it's a necessity for winter water to recharge the aquifer, because in essence, if we don't get that, as Supervisor Howard has said, we're gonna add on to the drought, which is gonna make it doubly worse. But we need to indicate that water supply that is flowing, it's winter, it should be flowing and should be recharging right now to help offset the very people that we're saying are going to be affected by groundwater tables for their wells.
Same for Chile.
Yeah, and that goes for that too.
Supervisor Kopseff, looking at this.
Am I missing it? We're going.
1, 2, 3, 4, the fifth whereas on the I got it on paper, so you guys have to look it up on the phone.
Yeah,
so, So the fifth whereas animals and plants that rely on Siskiyou County's rivers will be threatened, and previous years' heavy reliance on groundwater has left inadequate aquifer recharge. And we put something in that sentence there that says, now's the time to fill that aquifer?
Something to that effect, yes.
Are you all right with that?
I don't know, I 100% agree with that.
Okay. Right. Supervisor, Mr. Kierman.
Sure, through the chair. If we want to do that, I think we need to come up with the language. If we're going to do it for this particular resolution.
I know my lack of skills, that's why I just came up with the idea.
So I'm seeing a suggestion that we say something, whereas it is a necessity that somebody, some subject matter expert help me here.
I know my weaknesses in
so we have the whereas moving through that, inadequate aquifer recharge and recharge of these aquifers is critical, and is that so that same whereas.
So after recharge?
So heavy reliance on groundwater has left inadequate aquifer recharge, and recharge of these aquifers is critical.
Sure. That helps.
Supervisor Howell? Were you able to catch that? If you need to, we can read it again.
Please read it again. I can't hear.
All right, sounds good. I will read the whole thing. So whereas animals and plants that rely on Siskiyou County's rivers will be threatened, and previous years, heavy reliance on groundwater has left inadequate aquifer recharge, and recharge of these aquifers is critical.
Could you add, is critical at this time of the year?
Yes.
And Supervisor Hoppe, I'm seeing nodding heads on this side, so there seems to be acceptance for that. Head.
I guess I'm okay with that, and revisit it in 30 days.
All right.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Wishes of my colleagues for a motion and a second.
I'm sorry, the 30.
Oh, sorry. I'm stopping here. Mr. Kiernan?
Yeah, just through the chair, just to be persnickety. I've got the proposed amendment. I would just add the word and, because if you notice, all the whereases have and at the end.
So that would be,
whereas animals and plants that rely on Siskiyou County's rivers will be threatened. In previous years, heavy reliance on groundwater has left inadequate aquifer recharge, and recharge of these aquifers is critical at this time. And so that's how that would be.
At this time of the year.
At this time of the year.
At this time of the year. And.
Okay. Yes.
Yes, we have that.
Okay.
And then change it to 30 days, not 60 days.
30, correct. 60 is going to be 30. Okay.
After all this, I'm still going to ask the question, wishes of the board.
So with the amendments.
I'll second.
So move to second with amendments. This one.
Okay. Supervisor Kopseth?
Aye.
Supervisor Haupt?
Very cautious, aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
I suppose.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris?
I'll be an aye.
Thank you. And if you can get me at least one of those for him to sign today, that'd be great.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
And Ms. Wendy, mm-hmm. Are you fine, or do you need a time?
No, I think I'm okay for now. All right. Keep going.
Ms. Davis, or Ms. York? Absolutely. Yeah. Civil grand, we're on item 11D for the public, civil grand jury budget. Ms. Rachel York is here to present.
Good morning, Rachel York, Deputy County Administrator. In December, the civil grand jury came before the board requesting more funding for their budget. Unfortunately, we don't have any available funding to increase their budget for the 21-22 fiscal year right now, but I just want to let you know that we were able to use ARPA funding to purchase 2 laptops for them. I know that was part of their request as well, is because they don't have adequate office equipment. So to start, it's not everything they wanted, but that's what we're able to provide right now. And I did let them know that as well, and we have those on board.
Thank you.
I do think, you know, particularly the ask, I get the need, if you will, but you know, to me, this is when you do it at budget time. And what's the priorities, you know what I mean? That's what it comes down to for me.
That's where I'm alone. I like to keep deputies on the street, so.
Well, I don't know about deputies on the street so much as that, you know, every department has needs. Grand juries are different. You know, they do perform a required task, if you will. I'm glad that we accommodated with a couple of laptops. I mean, I get, you know, taking small bite size. It's not like we have money sitting there absolutely doing nothing. Again, the time for this is at budget time where we have to minutiae go through all the the details of what the request and what the ask are.
Right.
And that's the appropriate time.
Yes.
I think we also have name tags for something for that too. We worked that out.
Well, see, to me, name tags don't come up as a high priority for me.
Yeah.
Because I can give you plenty of plastic things and stick a name tag in there.
Yeah.
I mean, there's other ways, right? So.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying that request was satisfying. Yeah. Anything else from any other colleagues on the grand jury? Supervisor Haupt?
I'm good.
You're good? Thank you, Ms. York. County Administration, the ARPA, the American item 11E.
Yeah. Okay, I don't have too much of an update with this other than when you guys approved the committee request in December of about $7.1 million, the committee would like to reevaluate this maybe every December since we have so much time to spend this money. And not rush forward with any projects at this point. Departments can still submit projects if they would like to, but there's no guarantee they're going to be approved, and they will sit and not come before the board until December, until we can kind of see how some of these approved projects are moving forward.
Supervisor Ellsman.
You know, I think this, for me, and I realize this would be a short time frame, but I would still rather do that at budget time because, you know, again, when a department's coming up with a project, you know, one of my favorite sayings is skin in the game. Maybe we do a combination if we have, you know, there's money there but not enough, then we can kind of combine the, you know, split a project in half, if you will. And I just think it's a better time than December, you know, at a holiday time when maybe we feel more generous than we should.
Okay.
All right.
But that would be then from annually from then on, because then it gives us flexibility. I don't know what the end time frame is. Is it at the end of the year?
December 2026.
So that gives us, okay, we're in the final 6 months before we got to clean up.
Right, and that's what we don't want to allocate all of the funding now.
Right.
In case some of these projects, you know, like the public health project, is going to go over.
Or under.
Or under, yes, would be better, but.
Start on the positive.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So I'll stick with that.
Supervisor Kopsa?
I'd like to see it semi-annual versus annual, even going forward, because something could come up and nobody should have to wait 10 or 12 months to get something on the board. So.
Okay. We can do that.
Yeah, I like that idea better.
Okay.
I would add. Because people are coming up with ideas all the time, and it would be a shame to waste a whole year on waiting on a project if something is viable.
Okay.
At least put it up there for consideration.
All right,
we can do that.
And I'm okay with that, but the majority of the money is already allocated.
Yeah.
Understood.
Yeah. And Supervisor Haupt, if you had anything to add to that, sir? Just make sure he's unmuted. Everything's good there. Okay. I'm fine with semi-annual as well. Thank my colleague for sitting on that committee and trying to do that. So, do you need a motion or anything here? Or you're happy?
I don't. We'll come back in about 6 months
with it. Sounds good. All right. Thank you. And then the county administration once again. This is regarding the item 11F relating to hours of work and ordinance minimums.
Yes, Elizabeth Nielsen, Deputy County Administrator. The item before you today is pretty simple. It is an amendment to Section 2-2.201 of Chapter 2 of the Siskiyou County Code relating to hours of work. The amendment is to allow for the board to provide direction to the county administrator to change hours of work for departments as needed.
Discussion amongst board members?
This is just giving flexibility, is that how I interpret this?
Correct.
For whatever comes up, I guess, right?
Correct.
Move to approve.
We need a public hearing then for the second reading, correct?
Correct, yes.
And we're past the publication time for the first, so we can have our second on February 15th.
Correct.
Okay.
And just for the record, any public comment online?
Sure, not online.
Sure, okay. Perfect.
Second.
The second. Motion and a second.
Okay. Alrighty, I've got Kopsef and Valenzuela, and for the second to come back on the 15th. Okay, so Supervisor Kopsef?
Aye.
Supervisor Haupt?
You might have a technical deal.
Losing?
covering 80%.
Okay, I'll come back. Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yes.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
And Supervisor Haupt, are you there?
We have required 4 votes. We want to take a short break here and see if we want to reach him on phone out of respect to. I'll take a 3-minute break and we'll confirm that we're not ignoring his comments or anything like that. We'll call the Board of Supervisors back to session. And we're going to go ahead and use item 11F. Supervisor Haupt, did you have any comments, or we can go to a vote? Did you have any comments or anything like that?
I tried to vote. I voted.
Oh, good. So you heard the whole discussion then?
Yeah, I did. I could hear you. You just couldn't hear me.
All right. Okay. Understood. With that, I'll redo the subject. So is there any motions on this?
What I have is continued for this to the second reading on the February 15th, and I had Supervisor Cobbseff made the motion and Supervisor Valenzuela made the second.
Yes, again.
Okay. All righty. So Supervisor Cobbseff?
Aye.
Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris?
I'll be an aye.
Awesome, thank you.
The Board of Supervisors will recess the board and convene as the Flood Control Water Conservation District. See no public comment in the room. Any online?
Showing none online.
No comment. Consent agenda.
Move to approve.
Second.
A motion and a second.
Okay. Director Cobbseff.
Aye.
Director Haupt.
Aye.
Director Ogren.
Aye.
Director Valenzuela.
Sure.
And Director Chris.
Aye. Item 12C, minute approval.
I've received no corrections for the minutes.
Move to approve.
Second.
Director Cobbseff.
Aye.
Director Haupt.
Aye.
Director Valenzuela.
Sure.
Director Ogren.
Aye.
And Director Chris.
Aye. We will adjourn as Flood Control Water Conservation District, convened as the Siskiyou Power Authority. Any public comment?
Showing none online.
Minute approval.
No corrections made.
Move to approve.
Second.
Director Cobbseff.
Aye.
Director Haupt.
Aye.
Director Valenzuela.
Sure.
Director Ogren.
Aye.
And Director Chris.
Aye. We'll adjourn as the Siskiyou Power Authority. We're on item number 14 now. County Service Area 5. Any public comment?
Showing none online.
None online. 14B.
Looks like a transfer of funds.
Move to approve.
Motion made by Supervisor Haupt.
Second.
Second by Cobbseff.
Okay. Director Cobbseff.
Aye.
Director Haupt.
Aye.
Director Valenzuela.
Sure.
Director Ogren.
Aye.
And Director Chris.
Aye.
Thank you.
We will adjourn as County Service Area Number 5. Reconvene as the Board of Supervisors. Item 15A, Board of Supervisors, appointment of one member to the Sierra Nevada Conservancy Governing Board.
Now, this is something that the clerk's office has been in contact with the Sierra Nevada Conservancy, and I believe they are still working through a term of somebody for the North region. But if I read their email correctly, they would still like somebody to be appointed to that board.
So through the chair, Supervisor Valenzuela has been more or less, I don't want to say on the less part, a proponent to getting this in place. Is he up to that?
Oh, absolutely.
Then I would nominate him for that appointment.
Second. Call for vote.
Okay. Supervisor Cobbseff?
Aye.
Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Thank you.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris?
Aye. I agree with what Supervisor Cobb says.
So, just real quick on that subject, they have to reconfigure the subsections, if you will, and then the terms rotate within those subsections. So, it's to be determined. It's not likely that Siskiyou County will be immediately on the board, if you will, but we'll be I have been participating in their board meetings and will continue to do so. So thank you.
Through the chair, Chief Supervisor Valenzuela, one of the things with this appointment as well, you'll be interacting with state natural resources directors or and secretaries potentially. I would just ask that as you have that ability, and is your ability with the president of CSAC, the curtailment on the water board for these winter water rights, to please the opponent for lifting these sooner than later. So I appreciate it. So thank you.
All right. Item 15B, Board of Supervisors Committee Assignments. We can take a long way where we go through everybody, or we can say, is everybody happy with what we have?
Well, I believe I'm up to date. If I've missed anything, please let me know. But I did get the CSAC in that happened in October. There were a couple of things that happened in November and December. I do have a question on... See if I can find it here. Hang on. At some point, with Jason Ledbetter as first alternate for the RCRC, the Environmental Services Joint Powers, ESJPA, do we need to find somebody different for that appointment or wait till down the line?
Yeah, you will.
Once we have that seat.
Yeah.
But it's not something immediate we need to deal with. Okay.
Does he have, is there someone that can fill in to be a participant in that?
We have
the next meeting we have is in March.
Joy.
Okay.
Hall has been appointed as interim while we are pursuing the recruitment for that position.
Can we use that
for
the interim as well?
Absolutely.
Just so that.
Well, she's already second alternate.
Oh, she is. Okay.
So we're good there.
Okay.
We're good. Yeah.
Supervisor Hopp, did you have any comments on your committee assignments?
I'm good with mine.
You're good? All right. So if the team's good.
Yeah, I'm good.
Oh, and then the most recent was the Golden State Connect Authority.
Yeah.
I believe I got that in there.
Yeah.
Just be sure to add Valenzuela's Sierra Nevada.
Yes, we'll add Sierra Nevada. But beyond that, I think I was up to date on everybody else's.
All right. I think so.
So
go ahead.
Ms. Wendy, on the RCRC, it's not bolded, but I thought I had to do a 700 on that.
Let me find you here. Hang on. Which one was it again?
RCRC, right under PRISM.
You know, I will double check that.
Pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure you would.
Yeah.
If all the others are, I bet you're right, and it just needs to be in bold.
Yeah, and I think even on Golden State is a 700, I'm pretty sure.
That one is Golden State Connect, and then also
Golden State Natural Resources.
Oh, Natural Resources, I see. But then also the Golden State Finance Authority.
Yeah. I assume that.
Yeah. Yeah, I can double check.
And you're correct, Michael, and it's always difficult to figure out how to do that.
Yeah, I know, because I got to go to three different places to file 700s, and it's a nightmare. And one more question.
So Wendy,
go ahead, Ray.
Wendy, will you be sending out a reminder?
Yes, actually, Julie in our office is the one that takes care of those, and I know Nicole's been working with her on the timing and getting all that stuff out. So yes, we will. We'll work you through it.
Yeah.
Whatever needs to be done.
Yeah, thank you.
Uh-huh.
Through the chair, I know, and I guess I have to be, or one of us has to be on the Excess Insurance Authority as an alternate. Is that correct?
Correct.
Is it Ms. Cummings is the delegate currently?
Correct.
If anybody wants that, they're welcome to it. I have not been. I haven't attended any of the meetings since Mr. McDermott was the CAO. So. Hearing none. Okay.
Thanks for sharing.
Yeah. So are we ready to make a motion on these?
I think so.
Move to approve it.
As discussed,
and discussed and amended, or whatever
yep,
we need to do.
Yep. And we didn't make many changes other than adding the newest one, this Sierra Nevada Conservancy.
And I'll be striking Jason Ledbetter's name.
We could, and then go from there, bring it back to get another first alternate in there at some point. Okay.
Okay. I have a motion.
I'll second.
We have a second. Any public comment?
Sean Milline.
Call for the vote.
Okay. Supervisor Kopsev?
Aye.
Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
Thank you.
Now, item 16A, appointments.
Okay. We have some that were continued from last meeting. The first, these were Supervisor Haupt's district, and we did continue them because he was not here. The first one is Aetna Cemetery District, and all of the cemetery districts I'll be discussing have terms ending January 5th of 2026. For Aetna, we have Eva Dickinson, David Nelson, and Peggy Whipple. Peggy Whipple said she is not interested, but let me double check here. I did hear from Eva Dickinson that she is interested in continuing, and she's the only one at this point. I can certainly follow up with the other gentlemen to see.
Ms. Wendy, I'm just going to interrupt you.
Uh-huh.
Supervisor Hopkins, since these are in your district, I just want to confirm, are you able to hear us fine?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, and you can hear Ms. Wendy?
I do.
Okay, okay, sounds good, all right.
Okay, so yeah, at this point I just have one person interested, and that's Eva Dickinson, and I can certainly follow up with the gentleman to see if he's interested in continuing, or get a hold of the district if we'd like to bring this back next week or next meeting as well.
Yeah, let me move to reappoint Eva Dickinson, and we'll bring the other two back.
Okie dokie.
I'll second.
Okay. Supervisor Kopsev?
Aye.
Supervisor Haupt?
Aye.
Excuse me. Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris?
Aye. 16B, Fort Jones Cemetery District.
Okay. For Fort Jones, we have sorry, my hands are cold. They're not moving very well. Sherry Glendenning, just the one position, and I did hear from her that, yes, she is interested in continuing.
Your wishes, Supervisor.
Is that the only vacancy we have, or do we have others?
She's the only vacancy at this point on that district.
Okay. And she is interested in serving, you said?
Yes, sir.
Move to reappoint Sherry Glendenning.
Okay. Second.
Okay. Supervisor Kopsev?
Aye.
Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Sure.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris?
Aye.
All
right. Item 16C, Happy Camp Cemetery District.
Now, Happy Camp, I did hear back from Dion Wood and Kathleen Toland that are interested. I have not heard back from Nell Sakota Anderson, but we do have Dion and Kathleen that are interested.
Okay, move to appoint Dion Wood and Kathleen Toland, and continue the other one.
Okay.
Second.
All righty. Supervisor Kopsev?
Aye.
Supervisor Help?
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela?
Yep.
Supervisor Ogren?
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris?
Aye. Item 16D, Henley Hornbrook Cemetery District.
Okay. In Henley Hornbrook, I have two positions. Both Bryant Schaffler and Barbara Sines have indicated they are interested in continuing.
I believe it's
raised.
Supervisor Hopps. Supervisor Hopp, your wishes?
Is this mine or yours?
It's Henley Hornbrook. Yeah, Hornbrook.
Yeah, go ahead. Oh, okay.
Bryant.
So you said you do?
Bryant Schaffler and Barbara Sines are both interested in continuing.
I reappoint both.
Thank you.
I'll second.
Okay. Supervisor Kobzeff.
Aye.
Supervisor Huff.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Sure.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Crist.
Item 16E, Behavioral Health Services Board.
Okay, actually 16, well, I've got the next two items.
Plus E and F is
E
also.
And F, correct. And let me just preface this. The Behavioral Health Services Board needs some work, so I will be delving into their vacancies and appointments in a little bit more detail, but for right now, we have three members available and one alternate appointment available. I have heard from the Behavioral Health Services Board that they have four people interested in serving. We could certainly at this point, because of the vacancies being posted, appoint three members to be delegates and one alternate, or I think their wish is they may want all delegates, and that would mean appointing three and then leaving the alternate vacant. But I'll leave that up to you. I have two terms that would be ending 2023. And let's see. One of the members is December 31st of 2022, and the alternate vacancy would be available with a 2024 expiration date. I did hear from them. They've got four people interested. Let me give you those names. Email here. Let's see. I have Adonna Mathwig, Dolores McGuffey, Lisa Rogers, and a Patricia Crossan. That they've sent me letters of interest that they are all four interested in serving.
You said the Behavioral Health Board had recommended them as well.
Yes.
I would suggest all four be appointed as delegates.
And we only have three delegate positions open at the moment. Do you want to pick three of them and I'll bring back, after I clean up some more of their vacancy postings?
Donna Mathew would be a good one on there, so it includes her in the three.
Okay. So we do that as suggested.
So Donna Matheson will be one of them.
Donna, okay.
Is the other name?
You want to play Solomon?
Let's see. The other was a Dolores or D. McGuffey, Lisa Rogers, and Patricia Crossan. C-R-O-S-S-E-N is the name.
It may very well work out that one of these could be a position that you'd be looking at as well.
Yeah, I have some cleanup to do. They've lost some members right. Just in December, right. So yeah. I need to get those posted. I think there's been some confusion on their end. They didn't realize that the board here needs to appoint to their board, and it just
So there's criteria, whether you're a client or a family member, and those sorts of things.
Yeah. So I've got a little bit more cleanup to do. I didn't find this out till Friday, right before we left for the holiday.
So it may be that these fill certain positions. We know that these positions can be filled by these folks?
Yes. Yeah, they've recommended them. So yes. Yeah. So I have Donna, Patricia, Lisa, or Dee McGuffey. I'd say two more would fill the three.
Patricia and D.
Okay.
Please.
Okay, any preference on terms? Two of them end in 23 and one ends in 22. And the one that's ending in 22 will definitely have that come up as a vacancy later on in the year.
You want Donna to be to 23?
Okay. Patricia?
We'll make her 22.
Mm-hmm. And then D, 23?
23.
Okay.
And there's still one more vacancy, correct?
There is. It's an alternate, though. And I think they really want delegates versus alternates at this point.
Yes.
So you want to keep her name fresh, and then as you clean up the slate?
Yeah, I'll definitely bring her name back when I get the other appointments cleaned up.
Take that as Supervisor Oakley's motion.
It is. I'll make that motion.
Second.
Okay. Supervisor Cobb says second.
Okay. Supervisor Cobb said.
Aye.
Supervisor Haupt.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yeah.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Thank you. And I will definitely, it won't come back the first meeting in February. I do still need to do my posting, so I'll get that going and bring it back. Okay, I've got here Library Advisory Board.
Item 16G.
Yep. This is one for their scheduled vacancies, and these do, they're just annually. They expire on December 31st of each year. These will be expiring December 31st of 2022. So far, the clerk's office, I've received a letter of interest in continuing on the board from incumbent T.J. Linville. I have one vacant position and then also one that's currently filled by Matthew Kane. I have not heard back from him. But in the interim, I did hear from John Quinn, who is also an attorney. He works over here at the DA's office, and he is interested in serving. So we'd have two positions could be filled, and I'd need to continue the third one.
Which is my colleagues?
Find out.
I'll make the recommended motion for the two. One
okay. Thank you.
I'll second.
And then I'll continue the next one for when I find out. Okay. Supervisor Kopseff.
Aye.
Supervisor Halp.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yep.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Okay.
Item 16H, County Clerk. Three members to the Monocsiski Community Action Agency.
I'm actually excited about this one. We haven't had any excitement or interest in this in a while. So the Monocsiski Community Action Agency Board of Directors, we had two vacant positions. These would be terms ending December 31st of 2023, and then one term is ending December 31st of 2025. Currently, we only have Keith Bradley serving on it. The other two gentlemen, one resigned and one gentleman had passed away. So, and we have heard back from Lowell Pratt, who's interested. He lives in Wairika. Keith Bradley also lives in Wairika. Renata Funk is interested, and a Jennifer Rogers out of Mount Shasta is interested. I have three positions to fill, but I did hear from the gal that, Carol, that takes care of this board for Modoc County, and she said they actually have one other position that the board itself can appoint to. So all four of these people can serve. It's just three of them on our end to be appointed.
Bradley's from Mount Shasta, right?
Oh, I'm sorry, I put Wairika, but yeah, he's from Mount Shasta.
I just didn't know if there was two of them out there, and we're just seeing
them. No, it is the incumbent, Mr. Bradley, so, or Chaplain Bradley.
I take that as a motion. To
sure. Yes.
Chaplain Bradley on.
And do you have two other people?
Or we could.
We have Lowell Pratt, Renata Funk, and Jennifer Rogers. Roger, R-O-G-A-R.
And where are their locations?
Lowell Pratt, he's here in Wairika.
I'm good with Lowell.
Okay,
and then Renata, I believe she's out of South County. I didn't get on her email exactly where she's located. And then Jennifer Roger is Mount Shasta.
Anybody know any of the others?
I don't know.
I'm good with Renata.
Okay. I'm good with Mr. Bradley and maybe take Mount Shasta.
Yeah.
Just to
balance it out.
Balance it out.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So let's see. Renata, you said?
Yeah.
Keith?
Yeah.
And who was the other one?
Lowell,
Mr. Pratt? Okay.
Is that the one from Mount Shasta?
He's here in Wairika.
Wairika. Okay.
He's Wairika. Renata is South County,
okay,
and
sorry.
So is Mr.
Okay.
Bradley.
Okay.
And like I said, once Carol knows which person is interested, it's not been appointed. She said the MISCA board can do their appointment as well.
Okay.
So, okay.
We have a motion for Lowell Pratt, Renata, and then Keith Bradley.
Right, and I did not hear who is the second.
I think Sarah's Oakland. Is that correct?
Okay.
Who's the second?
All righty.
For vote.
Okay. Supervisor Cobbs.
Aye.
Supervisor Halp.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yep.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Okay.
And item I, Kennedy Clerk, Partnership Comp Plan of California.
Last one. Okay. This was one that only comes up every 4 years, It is part of the Partnership Health Plan of California Board of Commissioners. And the gentleman that's been serving this already was...
Andrus?
Yes, Jonathan Andrus. And it took a little doing, but we did get a hold of him, and Jonathan is interested in serving again.
So moved. Moved by Supervisor Overton. I'll second.
Thank you. All righty. Supervisor Kopseff.
Abstain.
Supervisor Haupt.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Okay.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris.
Aye.
Okay. I think that's it for appointments.
Appointments were done. Minute approval, December 7th.
Nope, no corrections there.
Okay. You move to approve.
Second.
Motion by Supervisor Haupt. Second by Supervisor Kopseff.
Okay. Supervisor Kopseff.
Aye.
Supervisor Haupt.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Sure.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris.
Aye. All right, Mr. Dean. See over there? Is Rachel on? Aye. All right, Mr. Dean, we're calling you up. Thanks for waiting with us. Item 18, public hearings. We'll be opening the hearing for a community development ordinance regarding waterless toilets. Ms. Wendy?
So, Rick Dean, Siskiyou County Community Development Director. Before you, this is the second reading of the waterless toilets as associated with the composting toilet use in Siskiyou County. Just for remembrance, this is fairly stringent. It allows composting toilets provided that individuals have a complete septic system already installed. And, also, this will direct the board, give direction from the board to the Environmental Health Department to include this ordinance into our LAMP, local area management plan for on-site sewage disposal. If you have any further questions, I will present at the last board meeting. Please feel free to ask. Thank you.
Great. Presentation of any correspondence from any other department heads?
No correspondence at the clerk's level.
Okay. Any other department heads or departments or staff or arguments from any others? None? Proponents' arguments? Seeing none. Opponents' arguments?
Showing none online.
Showing none online. Any public comments?
Showing none online.
Showing none online. So I think it'll be no rebuttals either way for proponents or opponents. Back to the board. I'll close the hearing.
Sure. Thank you.
And discussion by board members. Supervisor Haupt.
Move to approve.
Second.
Well, Supervisor Ogren has one question. Supervisor Ogren.
Mr. Dean.
Yes, ma'am.
Section 5-2.34, it says chemical toilets, and then it crosses out composting toilets, and then in item C, it refers to every chemical toilet, and then crosses out and or composting toilets. But then in the very next sentence, it includes composting toilets. Talking about permits. And I'm wondering if you can clarify that for me. Would you like me to read it? Because you probably don't have it in front of you.
Yes, please, if you would. Thank you.
Okay, item C says every chemical toilet, and then crossed out, says, and or composting toilet shall conform to the requirements of the County Public Health Department. A permit shall be required for the use of every chemical toilet and or composting toilet remaining in place for 6 months or longer. And this is in the section where it deletes composting toilets but includes chemical toilets and vault privies, and it refers to permits. So my assumption is that you're deleting composting toilets from the permit process and the public health department. But then in item C, you're you deleted it, but then you included it. So you confused me.
Sorry to be confusing you. I know what the premise at the time was to separate the chemical toilets from the composting toilets. In a sense, we have an ordinance for both. Drill it down farther, I'm just generally speaking.
So I'm guessing that maybe that piece, that second sentence, a permit shall be required for the use of every chemical toilet, and then it says and or composting toilet, that part should be stricken.
Well, I think what we're trying to do here is leave latitude for chemical toilets and composting toilets in a temporary use, essentially. So for example, if we have a composting toilet at a campground, we would allow that separate than a waterless toilet application, which would be in the household, which would be permanently permitted through the septic system. So there are situations, I'll just give you one right now, meeting market, they utilize a chemical toilet in the parking lot for a longer period of time, if you have allowed. There may be a similar situation for a composting toilet that would need to be accounted for. Does that make sense?
Through the chair.
Absolutely.
Yeah, Mr. Dean, this is Ed Kiernan. I'm not the attorney who reviewed this, so I'm coming in from the dark a little bit. But as I understand Supervisor Ogren's comments, and if I mischaracterize him, I'm sure she'll jump in. It looks as if Section 5-2.34 Subdivision C, which let me just read the whole thing out in case you don't have it in front of you. Every chemical toilet shall conform to the requirements of the county public health department. A permit shall be required for the use of every chemical toilet and or composting toilet remaining in place for 6 months or longer. That's how it would read if the changes were adopted. If you look at the code as it reads now, it says every chemical toilet and or composting toilet shall conform to the requirements of the county public health department. That and or composting toilet has been stricken. So the question, I think, is if we strike it at the beginning of subdivision C, shouldn't we also be striking it at the end of subdivision C, where it reads a permit shall be required for the use of every chemical toilet and or composting toilet remaining in place for 6 months or longer. We still have that composting toilet referenced at the end of subdivision C. So I guess the question I have at least is the intent to still require a permit for composting toilets or not?
The intent is to require a permit for composting toilet. And as I say, in the application, that would be similar to a chemical toilet.
Okay, so that being the case, why are we saying why are we no longer requiring them in subdivision C to conform with the requirements of the county public health department? Why are we striking it at the beginning of that subdivision?
Sorry for the delay here. I'm trying to catch up here in the text.
Go ahead,
Scott.
He's
going to
have to
share.
I think what he's after
here.
Okay.
Yeah. Sorry. So composting toilet should be stricken.
Yeah. So
just Urban suggests, because it's specific, should be specific to chemical products in bulk. And
okay.
Right.
Bulk privies.
So it should be stricken both places, is that what you're saying?
Yes, yes, it should.
So where it says chemical toilet and or composting toilet, at the end of that section comes out as well?
Yes.
Yeah, so
okay.
We should replace composting toilet with bulk privy. The last sentence there, subsection C. I apologize.
Read it the way you say it should be, Mr. Deemer.
Every chemical toilet shall conform to the requirements of the public health department. Permit shall be required for the use of every chemical toilet and or bulk privy. Remaining in place more than 6 months or longer.
Bulk privy?
Take the chemical or the composting toilet.
Bulk privy.
Privy is P-R-I-V.
I-E.
Y.
I-E, I believe.
No.
No,
Y. No, is it a Y?
P-R-I-V-I-E.
Is it?
Yes.
Bulk privy.
I think I missed the context.
Okay.
Okay, I do have one more question.
And I'm sorry, just if I could interrupt. In subdivision C, should end or bulk privy also be at the beginning of subdivision C? So should it say every chemical toilet and or bulk privy shall conform to the requirements of the county public health department? Or is that
yes,
addition?
Yes. That should be added. In reference back to 5.2.3.4. Section.
Is this significant enough to continue this for this? Second reading?
Well, this is going to have to be a first reading if we're going to work out the language in this fashion. If we're confident that's all that we need to do, I mean, if these changes aren't that big, so we can do it.
Is that all we have on it?
Well, I do have
one more question. Go ahead.
I'm talking toilets here. My other question is, on section 5-2.34.5, which is waterless toilet systems, section B, waterless toilet use permitted on those toilets. The permit has to come from the Department of Environmental Health, not the health department. Is that correct? It's not two separate permits, it's just the environmental health department. Yes?
So it should be either, in either case, all the permits would be coming from the environmental health department.
Okay. So then public health permits chemical toilets and bulk privies that are only temporary.
So the public health officer is, if I'm understanding correctly, right, with reference to the public health officer in reference to the environmental health department. I'm reading somewhere that's talking about the public health department that I'm missing.
Well, what we just read in C of 5-2.34 okay. Is every chemical
yep.
toilet and bulk privy yep. shall conform yep. to the requirements of the public health department, and those are over 6 months. But then in 5-2.34.5, the Department of Environmental Health has to permit waterless toilets.
Okay. All right, once again, thank you very much for catching that. Subsection C should read, the Environmental Health Department, not the Public Health.
Through the chair.
Absolutely.
Rick, how time sensitive is this?
It is not time sensitive. It's not critical. We don't have any permits pending at this time.
I would suggest maybe we take this off and do a once over and clean up any things that we don't pass something which we have to come back and correct later.
Sounds fine. So this will be brought back to us.
So there's a motion and a second on the floor, though. So the motion maker, is this going to be a first reading with the amendments? Is that what we're headed towards?
What I would suggest.
Either that, or do you want to just withdraw my motion?
That would be my suggestion. We can work with Rick's department to clean this up, make sure it's everything's, all the T's are crossed, I's dotted, and then just bring it back. And we'll have to bring it back to the first
motion.
Meeting.
Nice. Motion maker withdraws the motion.
The second withdraws, but I get where you're going, but it's just, if we're going to another first reading, we can't do a first reading until when? First? Correct?
Cool. Correct. February 1st, yes.
But I'm looking, but I guess publication time, is that going to make
Well, I'm wondering if we could just leave this public hearing open. Although the chair did close the hearing, so we'd have to publish. And I can't publish in time at the paper until the meeting on the 15th. We're already past the newspaper deadline.
It doesn't sound like Rick thinks, I mean, there are no permits pending.
No, I know, but it's just one of these things that, I mean, I get where we're at, but this is the stuff that drives me crazy. We always have to go back after it's gone through all these hoops. I'm not trying to be critical, but even though it's not time sensitive, we should be able to either amend this the way it is today and make this the first reading so that it can come back as a second reading. Because that gives you, if there is anything else, then we can take it up at that point. But if this is all that there is, let's just keep it on track is where I'm headed as a first reading. Can't you?
We could do that if that's the board's preference, yes. We could make the changes now.
It's not going to be
any. Yeah. We could get to the 15th and find something else and then prolong it yet again. So at least let's keep it on track.
It still has to go back. Rick's got to review the whole thing. It should come back for the second reading.
So I would make the motion with the amendments today and keep this as the first reading.
There's a motion.
So moved.
And a second.
And approve the first reading?
With the
amendments. And who is the second?
Supervisor Aldred.
And my question stands, is the public hearing then closed?
No, I would continue it, reopen it, continue it to
second reading.
Second reading.
And that will save us publication time frame.
Correct.
Okay.
Sounds good. All for Bill.
Give me just a second and continue public hearing. Do we want a date specific on continuing the public hearing, the 1st or the 15th?
First. I should think the 1st is sufficient.
Feb 1st, okay.
Second, Pierce.
Thank you. All righty, I think I got it all now. Supervisor Kopseff.
Aye.
Supervisor Haupt.
Aye.
Supervisor Valenzuela.
Yep.
Supervisor Ogren.
Aye.
And Supervisor Chris.
Aye. Is there any, we can do board and staff reports after close if we need to. Does anybody have anything you want to report from staff?
No.
Or board members? With that, we'll go into closed.